With SRN News, I'm Bob New in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the U.S. have arrived in Oman ahead of the first talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Since President Trump returned to the White House, those talks between Iran's foreign minister and the U.S. Middle East envoy. And President Trump says that preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon is the goal of today's talks.
When it comes to Iran, the president says the goal is simple.
I want Iran to be a wonderful, great, happy country, but they can't have a nuclear weapon.
The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns that Iran will face great danger if talks don't go well. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
A former Trump campaign advisor says Democrats will lose the 2026 midterms because they insist on taking the wrong side of the so-called 80-20 issues. Tim Murtaugh says there's one political saying he's held to for years.
May you always be blessed by having terrible politicians as opponents.
And he says despite an embarrassing loss in 2024, the Democrat talking points are never hard to predict.
If Donald Trump is on one side of an issue, the Democrats reflexively pick the other side.
And when it comes to those 80-20 issues, Murtaugh says the Democrats have what he calls an
amazing knack for picking the 20 every single time.
A deadly crash raising new questions about the safety of New York's helicopter tours.
A helicopter crash that killed six in New York City has renewed concerns about the safety of the popular sightseeing excursions. Longtime opponents have revived calls for outright banning non-essential helicopter flights in the city. Since 2005, five helicopters on commercial sightseeing flights have fallen into the city's rivers as a result of mechanical failures, pilot errors, or collisions, killing 20 people. But industry leaders maintain helicopter journeys are safe and that the city's airspace is well regulated.
That is correspondent Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Sex change operations will no longer be funded by Kentucky taxpayers.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of their First Amendment rights. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms following an executive order from President Trump. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports there may be a pullback on less polluting buses for school kids.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to require electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tesla officially launched in Saudi Arabia this week. It's the latest chapter in the company's global expansion plans. The Middle East country's extreme heat could pose a challenge for its electric vehicle performance. This is SRN News.